Blog Talk Radio.
Put a damper on the moment, but we got another NFL tragedy here on December 9th, 2012, week 14. And, of course, we got the fancy Taz joining us in the house. I'm your host, Rick Saratella, for the next hour, commercial free. You know how we do it, Fantasy Sports Channel in the house. Got to give a shout out to all my chat room peeps, Days and Confused, Go Bronx, Mac Bizzo. Of course, Taz holding it down. We got some guests, and you know, one thing I noticed real quickly here, going back and checking out the stats of the show, a lot of people tuning into the show, a lot of people might not know, we have our chat room popping and popping, and you can take all of 30 seconds to sign up for a free username at theblogtalkradio.com. Get down in the chat room. It's free. It takes 30 seconds. Then you can get down on it. Big Jack's in the house. Nick Z. Uh-oh. Experto sighting. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm all pumped up, baby. And we're welcoming the star of the show right now. None other than Jim Day, a.k.a. the Fantasy Taz. Happy Week 14 holiday, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Rick? Definitely, it's always a holiday when I'm with you.
Appreciate it, brother. And, of course, you know how we do it, commercial free, going around the league of mystery and intrigue, taking your chat room questions, taking questions on the Twitter, at NFL Draft Bible, and of course we are about 140 days to the 2013 NFL Draft. Email me, RIC, at NFLDraftBible.com for the NFL Draft Bible Big Board. Getting close to 2,500 players ranked, and we got 2013 all the way through to like 2017, 18. I mean, we're ranking high school players now. It's a little bit crazy, but it's a free PDF download. It's about 60 pages right now. Email me, RIC at NFLDraftBible.com for some of that good stuff. We will come back over to the chat room, but first our phone lines are heating up. Of course, 347-945-6275, 347-945-6275. And, of course, we got to kick it off with Jersey in the house. What's going on, my man?
Hey, gentlemen, man. Got to say hi to you, Rich, and my man, the Taz, the fantasy guru out there. Just want to do a couple quick tweaks. I know we talked earlier in the week. Here's my dilemma, guys. I'm down 38 to nothing in my PPR league. He already used Palmer, and he used a receiver. He's got Trent Richardson and Green Ellis left as his running back. But here's the thing. Monday night, he's got Patriots defense, and he has Wes Walker. I have Brady, but my question is, I have three receivers here, 10-point rushing touchdown, PPR league. I have Ridley, I have Matthews, and DeMarco, Ridley, Forte, and DeMarco Murray. Out of those three, I need two. You know, do you use the Ridley thing to go two against two on Monday night? Do you put DeMarco Murray in there? Not Ridley, but Ridley carries you. So, again, right now I have Ridley and Forte, I think, in there, but I need two out of those three between Ridley, Forte.
I don't even hesitate here, Jersey. I mean, you got Brady to offset any Wes Welker well-doing. So, to me, starting Ridley gives you the upper hand because this game, you know, these are the two top-scoring teams in the NFL, the Patriots and the Texans. Looks like on paper a lot of points are going to be put on the board, so I don't even hesitate to put Ridley in there. You know, we talked last week about Forte not finding the end zone that much this year. So to me, DeMarco Murray would be a no-brainer because this guy's in line to tote the rock a lot this week. We saw it last week. He had, you know, 20-something, 30, or close to 30 carries, over 100 yards. Everything that I hear, Taz, is that DeMarco Murray will be in line for another heavy workload this week. And, you know, let's be honest, the Cowboys need to get back to that running attack now that they have a healthy DeMarco Murray to beat the Cincinnati team on the road. Agree or disagree with the selections here?
Well, now, I just missed one thing. Is it PPR?
Yeah, it's PPR.
Yes.
10-point rushing touchdown, PPR. 100 yards rushing, 5 bonus points. You know, 10-point rushing touchdown leg. And out of those three, I need 2. So that's why I was trying to, you know, back and forth.
Yeah, well, those 10-point touchdowns definitely give it a change.
Yeah.
I'm not fond of DeMarco Murray this week. I'm just not. The Cincinnati rush defense has been playing very good. They've only given up one rushing touchdown, or actually one touchdown at all to any running back in their last 5 games. But he's got fresh legs.
Yeah, you know, from what I've been reading, you know, DeMarco Murray is going to get another heavy workload. And I factor in the equation. You talk about 100-yard rushing game, 5-point bonus, 10-point touchdown. I think Ridley and DeMarco Murray have the best chance to gain 100 yards and the best chance to see the end zone. Whereas, you know, Matt Forte, I gave him to you last week, just not this week against Minnesota, where it's snowing up a storm, but they are indoors.
What if Forte's out? What if Michael Bush is out with that rib injury? Will that hike? It's supposed to get some rib injuries. How does that affect Forte in that equation also with Michael Bush not maybe getting the reps?
Well, he'll definitely get more work. And surprisingly, out of the three you mentioned, Chicago's rush defense is playing the worst out of the three defenses that they're going up against. You know, they've actually given up 4 touchdowns in the last 5 games. Chicago,
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I mean, I'm sorry. Their rush defense is not playing very well at all. I think you have to find a way to get Forte in that lineup.
I don't know.
Especially
to me, Jersey,
with the concerns about Mike Bush.
I need 2 out of those three. I need 2 out of Ridley, DeMarco, Ridley, DeMarco, Murray, and Forte.
I'm going to stick to my guns. I've been saying all week I don't like what Murray this week going up against his Cincinnati defense. So I'm going to stick with my guns and say I'd sit Murray.
All right, to me it's a no-brainer, Jersey. You know, listen, DeMarco Murray is going to have a big week this week. I don't know what Taz is drinking some rotten Kool-Aid over there, but, you know, to me, you got to play Ridley because you got to offset the Welker. It gives you a one-up. You're going to offset him with Brady. You're going to go one-up on Ridley, and then you're going to get DeMarco Murray. I'm going to give you the 5-point bonus for 100 yards right now and a rushing touchdown. So there's your 15 points, not even including his yardage. What else
you
got?
You don't think Ridley has a problem putting up 100 yards against the Houston defense, who's one of the best in the league?
Have you been watching the Patriots offense?
Have you been watching the Houston defense?
I think they're overrated, personally.
Oh, they are, huh? Well, that's pretty good considering they've only given up 2 touchdowns in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah,
and
who they playing? First of all, the Texans play the Colts twice. They have no running backs. They play the Jaguars twice. They have no running backs.
In those five games, they went up against Buffalo, which has a couple good running backs. They went up against Chicago.
Yeah, injured running backs.
They went up against Detroit, and they went up against Tennessee. Teams that have
Detroit's the only team that scored 2 touchdowns against them in week 12.
Right.
Jersey.
That's what it gave
up.
If
you want to win Ridley and DeMarco Murray, if you want to go with Taz's formula and go Matt Forte, listen, I'm a risk taker, but I don't like to take a risk when the chances are you're going to lose. Just ask Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah, because what's worrying me is he's got New England's defense Monday night and Wes Walker. I would have Brady and Ridley if like the set off or whatever. But like I said, it's just I hate to make the wrong decision. So I appreciate the help. That's why I come to the crystal ball. Give me the info, guys.
I love it.
Hey, you guys,
Jerry.
Have a good weekend, guys. Good luck to you guys, too. We'll talk next week. Thanks a lot.
Enjoy week 14. Yep, enjoy the 14 holiday. I'm not sure we helped out Jersey there much, Taz, but at least we gave him one right answer, I guess. Keeping it on the phone lines, 703 on the line. What's on your mind, my man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've got three questions here. I'm about a 20-point underdog because I started Brandon Myers on Thursday, and that was a disaster.
Okay.
So my three questions are, the first one, if you could pick one wide receiver, two running backs, and one flex out of these. I've got Denario Alexander, Mike Williams. For the running backs, I've got Steven Jackson, Fred Jackson, Jonathan Dwyer, C.J. Spiller, and then I've got Jimmy Graham also. It's a non-PPR.
Wow, that was a long
list.
I didn't get them all down.
I can say it again.
Let me break it down for you now, okay? First of all, why is Jimmy Graham not starting at your tight end position? Let me first.
Just because of the couple of weeks he's had, so I don't know if a running back would be safer because Jimmy Graham doesn't
play Myers. I gotcha. Okay.
Right.
Oh, and Myers screwed us all.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you need one wide receiver. So between Denario Alexander and Mike Williams, basically, are the two that you gave us. Who do you like there, Taz?
Oh, I'm going Mike Williams all day. I don't like Denario Alexander against Pittsburgh today. I think Pittsburgh roughs up Phillip Rivers all day long.
And I agree with that because also, too, you factor in Sidney Rice, a little banged up, questionable, will probably play, but kind of boosts Mike Williams' value a little bit more there. So there's your one wide receiver. In terms of the two running backs.
You're talking about the wrong Mike Williams there, dude. Sidney Rice has nothing to do with
Mike
Williams.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Flashback to 2011. Wow.
Hey, Taz, that's why we got you here, buddy.
I had to think on that for a second. I'm like, what?
All right. Well, now that you mention it, you know.
Mike Williams is going against the Philadelphia defense at home. At Tampa Bay, and Philadelphia right now can't stop anybody.
Right, and that's supposed to be a high-scoring game, so I think that bodes well for Mike Williams. Listen, you know, I'm not a big fan of this Denario Alexander. He shows up for a week, then he disappears for a month. So for me, Mike Williams. The two running backs now, you got Steven Jackson, you got Fred Jackson, you got Jonathan Dwyer, and you got C.J. Spiller. Now, to me, you know, that Buffalo running back by committee is so, like, hit or miss every week. You just don't know what direction it's going to go. And, of course, Spiller has that big play upside. And they are playing St. Louis, which, you know, Steven Jackson has been running the ball well lately. But I kind of have a feeling, and this is just a gut, that Jonathan Dwyer is going to have a big week this week. And he would be one of my guys. So the other one would come down to the two Buffalo running backs or Steven Jackson. What do you say here, Taz?
Well, you know, the Buffalo rush defense has actually been playing well, whereas the St. Louis rush defense hasn't. They've given up a ton of touchdowns and yards lately, St. Louis, I mean. So I think I absolutely have to get one of those Buffalo running backs in. You know, it's tough to pull, like you say, it's tough to pick which one, but they're both scoring. If I had to take one, I'm sorry, I'm still going with Freddie Jackson. They showed last week that they're willing to give him the ball between the tackles. That's his game. They're going to give him the ball at the goal line. C.J. Spiller can score from outside that no doubt, but I like those chances better. I think I'm going with Freddie Jackson there.
All right, so go with Freddie Jackson. Sprinkle in some Jonathan Dwyer, and then I think at flex it's a no-brainer. You got to play Jimmy Graham, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a no-brainer anymore. Like you said, you know, the last 3 weeks he's gotten six targets a week, and, man, that's just not getting it done. And Giants have been a little stingy to tight ends. I'm not saying that. I mean, it has nothing to do whatsoever with the opponent. It has everything to do with the fact that they're just not using him enough. I don't think he's 100%. And that scares me a little bit. But at the same time, it's so hard to sit at Jimmy Graham. This is a guy who could catch you two passes and both of them be touchdowns.
Yeah, I think you got to go with the upside here, 703. The upside resides with Jimmy Graham. He would be my flex. I like Dwyer. Taz likes Freddie Jackson. If you don't want to go with Jimmy Graham, then I guess C.J. Spiller would be my next guy at the flex just because of the big play potential. But, you know, Buffalo's a lost team, a team with no identity. And I actually like the St. Louis Rams as an underdog to win this game. So hopefully we helped you out a little bit there. What else you got for us?
All right, a couple of other quick questions. One is a defense question. The Bengals, the Rams, or the Buccaneers?
Bengals, Rams, or Buccaneers. Now, you know, the Eagles are showcasing a lot of young players, and I think that is an extra motivation that I think, you know, the over-under is 47 points. That tells me the game's going to be, you know, 28-21. I think the Eagles score a couple touchdowns there. So I'm going to take the Buccaneers out of the equation just because their secondary sucks, to be quite frank. You know, I mentioned the Rams are going to beat the Bills, in my opinion. So it would be between the Rams and the Bengals. And, you know, the Bengals and Cowboys, that could be a high-scoring affair, whereas St. Louis could come in on the road. I think it would be a low-scoring game. So I'm going to give you the St. Louis Rams there. And I know Taz doesn't like to talk too much time on defense. So unless you disagree, sir, I'm going to give him St. Louis Rams.
No, I absolutely agree. They're playing really good, and they're going to shut down Fitzpatrick today.
Great. Thank you, guys. And one last question, quarterback, Kaepernick or Russell Wilson?
Oh, Copernicus or Russell Wilson. And, you know, listen, I think Copernicus has a big potential against this Dolphins defense here, Taz. But Russell Wilson, you know, while he finds a way to win, he finds a way to get the job done. I'm not so sure his stats are going to be so impressive. And, you know, Arizona has a pretty solid defense, so I'm kind of leaning Copernicus here. What do you say?
Yeah, it's tough not to like him. I mean, Wilson has been playing well, but like you said, this Arizona defense is doing a great job right now. No matter what the offense is doing, that defense is playing pretty strong. Oh, man, that's a tough one. Wilson is red hot. They're very close for me this week. There's no doubt about it. They are very close. And in a must-win game for Seattle, you know what? I'm going to change my mind and go with Russell Wilson in a must-win game playing at home.
Okay.
I just think that, you know, he's actually outscored Kaepernick the last couple of games, even though Kaepernick has been playing well. Wilson is still outscoring him. I think in a must-win game, they're playing at home. I think Russell Wilson puts up a decent stat line here. I go with him.
Well, 703, we're going to confuse on this last one because I like Copernicus myself. I think, you know, to Taz's point, you know, Seahawks are double-digit favorites. So I guess they expect the Seahawks to whoop up on that booty. But the over-under is 36, so I'm not sure how many points they score. For me, I'm always about the upside, and the upside here for me goes with Colin Kaepernick. But, you know, we got a split decision here. You know, flip a coin, and hopefully good things come to you in the Week 14 holiday.
Thank you so much,
you know,
guys. Have a great Sunday.
Just a real quick point here. I mean,
yep.
Since, you know, Kaepernick, I always go back and forth on freaking pronunciation.
Yeah, just call him Copernicus.
you know, he in his last three starts, he's averaging just a little over 20 points a game. Russell Wilson in his last two starts, because he had a bye in at week three, is averaging 26 points a game, a little over 26 points a game. So, you know, right now he's the guy getting it done, whether people want to concede what a good quarterback he is or not. He's thrown, what, 11 in touchdowns and one interception over his last five games.
Yeah, pretty remarkable.
And that
remarkable.
Was against some good defenses, Detroit, Minnesota, the Jets,
oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
Chicago.
I mean, look what he did last week to the Bears. But also, too, you got to keep in consideration, Kaepernick is going to get better as the weeks go by. You know, he's
–
well, from what I've seen, and I followed him extensively in college because he was a starter at
Nevada as a freshman, and you know, I used to call up Las Vegas a lot on those Nevada lines. But you know, I've been watching this kid for a long time. I think he has all the talent and tools in the world, and therefore, I'm going to go Copernicus, and Taz is going to go Russell Wilson, and we'll come back next week right here, same time, same place.
I still don't understand the logic of this. You're talking about this guy getting better each week. Well, so has Russell Wilson. So what's the difference here? Russell Wilson started out the year kind of shaky, his rookie season, and now he's taken off. He's absolutely in the conversation of who is the best rookie quarterback this year right now.
I'll tell you the difference. The difference is San Francisco's playing the Miami Dolphins and Seattle's playing the Arizona Cardinals. That's the difference.
Yeah, but they're playing at home, and Seattle is always a better team at home than
Fran.
They are on the road.
San Fran's playing at home, too, against a team
but
that has
But it's not a must-win game for San Fran. It's
a must-win game for Colin Kaepernick if he wants to keep this job. He's on a short leash.
He's got no thoughts that he's going to lose his job anytime soon.
The only way he comes out of this game is if he gets hurt. So if he threw three interceptions this week, you don't think he's going to get benched in a heartbeat for Alex Smith? Give me a break.
I absolutely don't think he's going to get benched in a heartbeat.
We disagree on that.
Harbaugh doesn't play like that.
You cannot understate the value of a veteran quarterback who knows how to manage a game versus a rookie quarterback who is vulnerable to mistakes. If this kid loses...
How are you calling Kaepernick a veteran guy? He has less starts than Russell Wilson does.
Alex Smith is a veteran quarterback who knows how to manage a game, right?
I thought it was a mistake by them to go to Kaepernick when they did, but they did. And Harbaugh is not going to turn that around. The only way Kaepernick comes out of this starting lineup is to get hurt.
Three teams down the stretch going into the playoffs. You don't think Harbaugh is going to make the switch? Come on, man.
No, I don't. I absolutely don't. I think that does his team more damage than staying with the guy he went with.
You're nuts. Alex Smith was one of the top-rated quarterbacks before the injury.
But
if
he made Colin that
Kaepernick,
decision already. He made that decision.
Kaepernick
he went with the guy that he drafted, that he wanted on his team, and he made that decision. The Giants
Harbaugh
did this with Eli Manning and Kurt Warner, and it did them pretty well, but just not as well that year.
Well, you know, we're going to have to move on. 703, thanks for the call. You started up a nice debate here, and like I said, we'll come back next week and settle this for sure. All right, 703 is gone. Good luck to you, sir. We're going to keep it moving now over to the chat room. Got to give a shout-out to my chat room peeps. Bozo Skeleton, Carmi 1, Sealy 4, Dazed and Confused, the Joker. Good to see him. Experto in the house. Experto, I need some weather updates, baby. G Money, Go Bronx. Jim Struble, good to see him. Joker is 99, and that's not Jamarcus Russell. And to the Bizzo, Mac Bizzo in the house. Heard from him last week on the phone lines. Nick Z, Storm 777777, can't make the club. In the tub, we go first up with the question, wants to know Tony Gonzalez or the ever-questionable Aaron Hernandez. It's a non-PPR league, and, you know, to me, you know, listen, I got Aaron Hernandez on one of my teams, but listen, I think Aaron Hernandez is going to play. I think he's good for a touchdown, maybe two, and I see, like I said, a high-scoring game. I'm going to go Aaron Hernandez myself over Tony Gonzalez. Taz, what do you like?
You know what, if he was 100% healthy, I might agree with you, but he's not, and he hasn't been getting it done, so I'm absolutely going with Tony Gonzalez in a big game for Atlanta.
Wow, okay. Hey, listen, we're getting back to our old ways where me and Taz just disagree on everything. I threw it out at the top of the chat room. I really like Jacquizz Rodgers and Kevin Elliott this week if you're in a deep league. Two sleeper guys, I'm talking about 16, 18, 20-team leagues. Jacquizz Rodgers with Michael Turner banged up a little bit, seeing more touches lately. Kevin Elliott, of course, getting the playing time with Cecil Shorts out in Jacksonville. We'll talk about that more later in the show. Jordan Shipley sighting. Jordan Shipley, signed by the Jaguars, will be active and playing the slot, if you can believe that. Sticking with the tight ends. M to the Izzo, B to the Bizzo wants to know, Jermaine Gresham, who's a little banged up himself, or Heath Miller needs one of these guys, Taz?
Jermaine Gresham or Heath Miller? I'm going Heath Miller. Ben's back. I think Heath Miller continues his strong play.
Yeah, I do agree with Taz on that one. So we are in agreement there. Going over to the chat room, let's talk about it. Let's be about it. Oh, by the way, the Raiders will be showcasing some of their younger players. If you start Carson Palmer in your leagues, you know, beware, Terrell Pryor might get some looks. And also, your boy Marcel Reese might see some playing time cut into with Tywan Jones. Of course, Darren McFadden back in the mix. But Tywan Jones is going to get showcased. And if it doesn't work out, they're talking about moving him to cornerback next season. So he played a little cornerback in Eastern Washington. Was just something to keep an eye on and monitor in the Week 14 holiday for the Raiders. But listen, if you're playing Raiders, you're probably not in good shape with the fantasy football team. Anyone benching Julio Jones this week? I think not. I mean, you're talking about one of the league leaders in touchdowns. I don't see why you would bench Julio Jones. That makes no logical sense to me. Dazed and Confused wants to know, non-PPR needs one receiver, needs one flex. Can choose from Malcolm Floyd, Mike Williams, Mike Wallace, Steven Jackson, and Mikel LeShore. Taz, you know, these equations, I always like, you know, for my flex, I'm all about touches. So to me, it would probably be Steven Jackson or Mikel LeShore, where I give S-Jax a slight edge there. But he needs one receiver and one flex, Malcolm Floyd, Mike Williams, Mike Wallace, and, of course, the two running backs, Steven Jackson, Mikel LeShore. Where do you go here?
I'm sticking with my Tampa Bay love. I'm going with Mike Williams, and I'm going with Steven Jackson. I agree with you. I mean, I like LeShore, but it's supposed to be really nasty weather in that game today, and just not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah, a couple inches of snow. Sometimes that helps the running back, believe it or not.
Sometimes.
But, you know, the other thing to keep an eye on there, Calvin Johnson, and listen, I'm not telling you to bench Calvin Johnson, but with the snowy conditions, his playing time could be limited, was one report that I read. But you know what? The Lions need this game. It's a desperation game, so you never, ever bench the Megatron. Experto in the house telling us 2 to 4 inches in that Green Bay Detroit game. Yeah, baby. Joker's 99 PPR, Vincent Jackson or a banged up Hakeem Nicks. And let's be honest, Hakeem Nicks is going to be banged up all season long. He's been playing banged up. He's banged up this week. He'll be banged up next week. But, you know, that Giants-Saints game is going to be a high-scoring affair. Giants are going to have to pass up to win that game. But Vincent Jackson's playing very good football, Taz. This is a PPR. Who do you like here between Vincent Jackson or Hakeem Nicks?
Well, I'm going Vincent Jackson here. First of all, Hakeem Nicks has got the late game today, and if you don't have any other viable options in case he doesn't go, then you're screwed. Then when you add the fact that Tampa Bay's playing at home and they're playing against Philly, like I said, Philly's defense is not stopping anybody. Over the last 5 games, they've allowed 13 passing touchdowns and haven't taken one single interception. They've packed it in for the season. I think Tampa Bay is a nice play no matter who you play.
Yeah, you know, for me right now, Vincent Jackson would be my pick. I just think the Buccaneers playing good football, going to score a lot of points. Giants kind of spraying the ball around. You saw last week Martellus Bennett was targeted so many times. Of course, you got Victor Cruz. Reuben Randall starting to play some good ball. So Hakeem Nicks has kind of been in the background, believe it or not, and I think that trend continues. So I go Vincent Jackson. Non-PPR, actually, running backs get no PPR, and wide receivers get a half a point per reception. He needs to start 4 of these guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, Storm 77 is going to give us 8 guys. We need to start 4. Steven Ridley, DeMarco Murray, Jonathan Dwyer, Mikel LeShore, Hakeem Nicks, Randall Cobb. Wes Welker and Josh Gordon. Now, to me, you know, the guys that stick out here for me are the three running backs, the Ridley, DeMarco Murray, and Jonathan Dwyer. I see 100 yards in all their future for this Week 14 holiday. And then the wide receiver that stands out to me would be Randall Cobb with Jordy Nelson out once again. Randall Cobb becomes the guy there, but it is snowy.
And you got Greg Jennings coming back.
Greg Jennings coming back. Wes Welker's a little banged up. Knicks, we just...
Oh, screw that. These guys are questionable every freaking week in New England, every single one of them. There's no way you can even think about sitting Welker. Just no way.
All right, so you go Welker over Randall Cobb, and you like my three running back selections at least?
Well, I've already gone on record. I'm not liking Murray today. First of all, I just don't trust this kid. I just never have. He's an injury waiting to happen. He absolutely reminds me of Darren McFadden that way. Dwyer, we got Big Ben back. I think they go back to their pass-heavy ways. So you counting all three of these guys as 100-yard rushers, I'm a little leery of that. Ridley, I think, scores a touchdown. I'm not sure he gets 100 yards against Houston defense. Murray, I think Cincinnati does a real good job of containing him. I really do.
Well,
and Dwyer, I think, is a decent play here. But I'm starting Welker and Cobb and then figuring out which running back I want to go.
All right. Well, the Steelers, I believe, have been running the ball more with Todd Haley at the helm. So I don't know if they get back to their passing ways. But,
they were passing more in early part of the season when Ben was healthy.
Well, he's not healthy no more.
Well, he's healthy now. He's been practicing all week. He's supposed to be ready to go.
Wait.
For me, the whole thing, Dwyer, I mean, last week he had a decent fantasy game, but he only had 49 yards rushing. That's scary for me on 16 carries. So that's just over 3 yards a carry against the Baltimore defense that hasn't really been getting it done all season. Now, he saved himself because he got the touchdown, and he got a couple passes, which is nice. But there's no guarantee of that, and he's actually going up against a better rush defense this week with San Diego.
All right. Points well taken. This is Rick Saratella, Jim Day, a.k.a. the Fantasy Taz, here on Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show. We got a half hour down, half hour to go, commercial free. You know who we be. We got Taz for another 15 minutes. I'll come back over to the chat room, but because we got Callie in the house, waiting so patiently on this early morning over there on the West Coast, 707 on the line. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, first of all, guys. I appreciate it, and thanks for all the
Absolutely.
Good advice throughout the year.
Yes, sir.
Two questions for you real quick. I got Macklin and Jennings both in a PPR format. What do you guys like between those two?
I really don't love either one of these guys. But if, gun to my head, I'd have to go Jennings just because Macklin has just been a big bag of mystery over there, Taz.
Well, at least Macklin's been playing. You want to talk big bag of mystery, let's talk about the guy who hasn't even been on the field. He got in the game last week. He caught four passes, all nice and good. And don't get me wrong, Jennings, with that quarterback, if he's on the field, he always has upside. But it's a tough one. I'm against Rick on this because I think both of these guys actually have a chance to put up a good game today. I think Nick Foles played a lot better last week against a good Dallas team. And this week he goes up against a Tampa Bay secondary that can't stop anybody. Tampa Bay is going to be able to put up points on Philly, which means Philly's going to be throwing all day. You know what? Because of all that, I'm going Macklin.
There's no doubt about it. Foles can wing it and fling it and throw the ball all over the field. I just don't want to bank on Jeremy Macklin. I might actually, Callie, take a look and see if maybe like a guy like Kevin Elliott from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Seriously, you would play Kevin Elliott over one of these two guys. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking? That's just freaking nuts.
Or a guy like Darius Wright.
Talk about trying to get too cute in week 14.
That's why, these decisions will make or break you. If there's a guy like Jarius Wright from the Minnesota Vikings or Kevin Elliott from the Jacksonville Jaguars, I'll go on record right now and say Kevin Elliott has a more productive week than Jeremy Maclin and Greg Jennings right now.
I'll bet you a six-pack on that.
You got it, my man. So I feel confident enough that with Antonio Cromartie matched up on Justin Blackman, the Jets will have nobody, mark my words, nobody who can guard Kevin Elliott. And if you go and you look.
Yeah, this guy's so damn good. He's been on the practice spot.
Yeah, right. Look at the earlier in the season, before Cecil Shtort emerged and before Justin Blackman even made a name for himself in this league. Go check out Kevin Elliott's game log and tell me what he said.
Yeah, not much of anything.
Yeah, all right. 707. One more,
guys. Come on now. Give me a decisive answer here now. Come on.
We're disagreeing today, but hit us with something else.
Okay.
I just want to clear this up because in these mysterious games of Kevin Elliott's early in the season, let's see, week 3 against the Colts, 2 catches, 24 yards. Week 4 against the Bengals, 1 catch for 5 yards. Week 5 against the Bears, 2 catches for 17 yards. You know what? You've convinced me, Rick. This is a guy I must get in my starting line.
You know what?
Like a FanDuel player.
Hey, laugh now, cry later.
If Kevin Elliott puts up more fantasy points than Jennings or Maclin, I'll shave my head.
And not only that, it must be your avatar next week too. Okay.
I'm okay with that. You saw the pink hair already, so shave head is nothing.
All right, we got it on record.
I love it.
Kevin Elliott outproduces Maclin or Jennings, you're going to see a new bald-headed Taz on his avatar next week. You heard it.
Next question, guys. I got Freeman or Eli Manning. And what I was doing, I was thinking of Eli Manning, what it was going to start him if Nix was starting. If Nix was out, I wasn't going to start him, but I'm not going to be able to know that because Freeman's playing the early game.
Nix is going to play. I mean, even Adam Schefter and Jason Lockenfor are now reporting that Nix is going to play today.
But, you know, Freeman is playing some good football, and like Taz said earlier in the show, that Eagles defense ain't stopping nobody. So, I mean, I think this is pretty close, but I got to go with Eli in a shootout because this is going to be like a 31-28 type of game. So I think Eli has the more upside here.
Yeah, it's hard not to like Eli in this matchup. Like you said, with Nix playing, he should be able to spread the ball around. And New Orleans secondary has been playing better of late, but this could very well be a big shootout type of game. It's close. I think both of these guys are neck and neck for me this week. So ultimately what I'm going to tell you is I don't think you can lose with every decision you make, so go with your gut.
Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, thanks a lot.
Callie, just when I thought we were going to give you a decisive answer and we were both going to take Eli, Taz switches it up and tells you to go with your gut. But
see, the problem with Eli is you just never know. I mean, the Giants who scored 30 points and Eli will only get you one passing touchdown.
Yeah. They looked great last week. Eli, the first half was killing it last week, and then they. Came out with a whole new passing game, and it was like, come on, guys, you guys looked so good the first half, and the second half, you guys drew up something different and ended up losing.
Two easy touchdowns to one to Cruz and one to Nix, where he had both those guys wide open and just underthrew him. So, I don't know. He scares me. And it's hard for me to be really objective when it comes to the Giants because they're my team. So it actually makes it a lot tougher for me because I've seen both sides of Eli.
Yeah. The Eli hater nation, Phil Sims is driving the wagon and Taz just hopped on. I'd go with Eli. I wouldn't think twice or even hesitate about it, 707.
Great. Great, guys. Thanks a lot and look forward to seeing Jim's head shaved.
Yes, sirree. Oh, yeah. Taz is going to have a new avatar next week with the bald head because Kevin Elliott – watch Kevin Elliott bust loose for like 100 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Jets.
Well,
I can't wait.
Well, if he doesn't, are you going to shave your head?
Well, what's the bet here?
Well, I already put up my word. You're throwing a lot of words around, but you got nothing to back it up.
Well, you put your neck on the line, sir, and it threw it at
you. I didn't put my neck on the line. I don't have much hair on my neck.
We'll see. But, you know, listen, going back to that Giants game, talk about a tale of two halves. You know, Taz will probably call me crazy, but according to him, I say a lot of crazy things. I'm going to say it right now, right here in week 14, right here, right now, I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm going to tell you right here, right now, the best team in the whole entire NFL is the Washington Redskins. They are the best football team in the league right now.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Watch what they do to the Ravens today. You watch.
We'll see. You're right. I mean, they're playing good football right now, but they're still not the best team in the league.
They are the best team in the entire NFL right
now.
They
would not be able to beat the Patriots right now. They would not be able to beat the Texans right now. No,
they would whoop
them. Come on. Are you kidding me? Washington's secondary would get shredded by Brady.
Well, you're going to see the Redskins shred the Ravens.
Are you taking Ritalin today?
All right. You heard it here first, folks. Battle of D.C. is not going to be a battle at all. It's going to be one-sided, lopsided, upside-your-head Washington Redskins beatdown.
I can't say too much against that because we've seen Flacco just be totally suckage on the road. So, I mean, you get that part of it, too.
Someone made a good point. I forgot who it was. I think it was I want to say Kurt Warner or Michael Lombardi this morning on the NFL Network. You know, when you get Joe Flacco, he either plays like a top five quarterback or plays like a top worst five quarterback. There's like really nowhere in between. So keep an eye on that. The other thing to keep in mind is Jimmy Smith is out. So this Ravens secondary, of course, they lost Ladarius Webb earlier in the season. The Ravens secondary is going to get sliced and diced. Terrell Suggs is not going to play. And the Redskins' offense is the hardest offense to stop in the entire league. And if you watch
the
second half,
Giants did a good job of stopping them last week. It's just the offense couldn't do anything.
They did. Did you watch the second half of the game? They didn't stop them once.
Well, they didn't put up many points. The guy went
Come on, what are you taking this morning, man? You're a Giants fan. You watch the game. You know the Giants played ball control, run the clock. Time of possession, the Redskins barely touched the ball in the first half. But when they did, they scored. And then the second half came, the Giants defense.
They scored 17 points. It wasn't like it was a 35-30 freaking game.
The Redskins did not punt the ball not one time in the second half. Every time they had the ball, they scored. Every time.
How many times did they get the ball then to score if there was only 17 points?
Every time they had the ball, they scored. Look at it.
What, they get the ball twice?
They did not get a lot of field goals.
What? You know, explain that. They got 17 points. They got 17 points.
Well, they played a 60-minute game.
They
would have
lost to 20 other teams in the league.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Giants' time of possession, I believe, was like 38 minutes to 22 minutes for the time of possession.
I'm not saying nothing. The Giants sucked it up last week. The Giants have a habit of playing down to
right
other
now,
levels, and that's what they did.
Offense. That Redskins offense cannot be stopped. The Giants couldn't stop. They had Chase Blackburn looking like a silly little high school linebacker, couldn't read the friggin' pistol option offense.
Oh, come
and
on. Like,
you know what?
You know what? We'll see.
All right.
I'm not saying they're not playing good football right now, but their offense didn't have a great game. They had a good game, just enough to keep the Giants off balance and win the game, and that's a good game.
All right. Well, you know, I know the chat room is loaded up with questions, and we got a lot of our time taken up today by the phone lines. Unfortunately, damn, that was the fastest 43 minutes in sports history. But let's get one more with Taz before we boot him over to the Crystal Ball show coming up at 11 o'clock. Make sure you carry right on over to the Fantasy Taz Crystal Ball Show on Blog Talk Radio. We usually hook you up with the link in the chat room, but that's where everybody here needs to be after this show is over. We'll talk about more where we can find Taz in a second. Let's get him one more question before he goes. Nick Z wants to know, Cam Newton or Josh Freeman this week?
Ooh, another two good choices. I mean, Cam Newton is on fire of late. He's just playing excellent football. I think 7 touchdowns the last 2 weeks. And he's playing like he played last week. They're playing at home. Tougher matchup against Atlanta, though. But, it, you know, man, that's a tough one. I like Cam, but I definitely like Freeman today a lot as well. You know what? I'm going to change it up. I'm going with Freeman. This Philly defense is just not stopping anybody. I think Freeman has his way.
Yeah, I think they're both very good plays. I think Freeman is actually the safer play because of the inconsistency of Cam Newton this season. But I actually believe that Cam Newton has the upside. They're a favored in this game, I believe, which is unusual. That tells me that Vegas knows something here. Smells a little fishy. I know the Falcons have clinched a playoff spot, so maybe they rest some of their starters in the second half. I don't know. But give me the upside. Give me Cam Newton over Josh Freeman, but it's close. That is the Fantasy Taz, a.k.a. Jim Day, a.k.a. 100 Fantasy Football Leagues Can't Stop, Won't Stop, Fantasy Football Insiders Radio Show. Each and every week, 10 to 11, commercial-free. We got 3 weeks left to go, Taz, of the NFL regular season. And, of course, our regulars already know, but the first-time listeners, maybe those listening on the archive, where can our loyal listener audience find you during the week?
Oh, it's easy. You can find me most easily on Twitter, at Fantasy Taz. I do everything I do is posted on Twitter at all times.
All right, there you go. Simple enough, sir. Enjoyed our morning debate. I'll see you over.
Well, it was a lot of fun. I can't really do that on the Crystal Ball Show because those guys can't really take me when I get like that. So it's fun to come on and get into it with you.
Oh, yeah, we'll get it in. And we'll get it in for the next 3 weeks, my friend. And I'll be seeing you over there on the Crystal Ball Show in about 15 minutes, my man.
Okay, thanks, man.
Always a good time with the Fantasy Taz. And, you know, we're back to our old roots, you know, me and him not agreeing on much today, but sure is a heck of a lot of fun when you're talking football with Taz. A lot of good perspective there. Of course, I got some news and notes I'd like to bang you over the head with, but first and foremost, most importantly, we go to the chat room questions. Go Bronx wants to know. Needs all kinds of starters here. Needs a running back, wide receiver, flex, two, his options are Darryl Sproles, DeMarco Murray, Alfred Morris, Forte, Bryce Brown, Ballard, Josh Gordon, David Givens, Michael Crabtree, Donnie Avery. It's a lot for me to digest, so what I'm going to do is rank them by position. I'm going to take the running backs first, and I'm going to say Alfred Morris is the top running back you have, sir. And then it's going to be DeMarco Murray, number two, followed by Bryce Brown, a close number three. I like DeMarco Murray slightly over Bryce Brown. Then Matt Forte, and then Vic Ballard for the running backs. And wide receiver, Josh Gordon, Chris Givens, Michael Crabtree, Donnie Avery. For me, with that T.Y. Hilton, Donnie Avery situation is too up and down. Any guy could step up and have a big day. When one does, the other doesn't. So that's too inconsistent for me. Crabtree is kind of appealing because Manningham might not play. So I'd probably go Josh Gordon 1, Michael Crabtree 2, Chris Givens arguably 3, but you could state a case for starting him. But I like Gordon, Crabtree, Givens, and I just throw Donnie Avery right out the window. Cincinnati defense or the Chicago defense? And, you know, this game's in Minnesota. Brian Urlacher's out, but so is Percy Harvin. Therefore, I'm going to go with the Chicago defense over the Cincinnati defense, where that Cowboys-Bengals game could go either way, let's be honest. Keeping it moving over in the chat room. All my chat room people, stand up now. Jokers, 99. PPR needs 2. Alfred Morris, Bryce Brown, Ryan Matthews, Steven Jackson. I think you got it right with the first two, Alfred Morris and Bryce Brown. I don't want to trust any Chargers right now. And, you know, let's be honest. Steven Jackson probably a safer play over Bryce Brown. But I think Bryce Brown has more upside. And, you know, I'm all about the upside, baby. So give me Alfred Morris and Bryce Brown for my two there. Storm 77777 needs two PPR for wide receivers only. Hakeem Nicks, Josh Gordon, DeMarco Murray, Jonathan Dwyer, or Mikel LeShore. I've already been on record. I say DeMarco Murray, Jonathan Dwyer, I like both of them to get 100 yards this week. To me, you can never play Josh Gordon over Hakeem Nicks, even a banged-up, injured Hakeem Nicks. So Hakeem Nicks over Josh Gordon. But if I were to rank these guys, I'd probably put them DeMarco Murray 1, Jonathan Dwyer 2, Hakeem Nicks 3, Mikel LeShore 4, Josh Gordon 5. Nick Z in the house needs 2. Dwayne Bowe, Sidney Rice, T.Y. Hilton, Kenny Britt, Brandon Lloyd, and Heath Miller. Getting more PPR points for a tight end, even with that equation, I just, you know, how many catches is Heath Miller going to have? 6 max. So I never play tight end over a wide receiver when it comes to flex. You know, listen, you know, Sidney Rice is all kinds of banged up. T.Y. Hilton, I just said, is too inconsistent for me. I might actually roll the dice here. You know, Brady Quinn's been playing good football. I'm going to play Dwayne Bowe. I'm going to roll the dice and go Brandon Lloyd. Just on the gut feeling. I think this guy needs to step up and show something this week, and a lot of these receivers for New England are banged up. So I think Brandon Lloyd has some potential here. Give me Bowe. Give me Lloyd. T.Y. Hilton, Sidney Rice, Kenny Britt. Nah, too much inconsistency there to go around for me. Chipping away in the chat room. Need a flex between T.Y. Hilton, Ryan Matthews, and Lance Moore. Kick return yardage is a factor. Well, if that's the case, I might actually go T.Y. Hilton here. If you get a point for every 20 kick return yards, listen, that makes T.Y. Hilton a little bit more appealing. Usually I go running backs just because of the touches, but San Diego Chargers are a football team I want no part of. Lance Moore is intriguing because of the high-scoring game that I believe will happen. So believe it or not, I think Lance Moore has better receiving stats. I think T.Y. Hilton might have better overall stats with the scoring format, but if you're looking for pay dirt, if you're looking for a touchdown, I think Lance Moore is the surest thing. I think T.Y. Hilton has the upside with the return yard, so there it depends on your situation. If you have a playoff spot locked up, go Lance Moore. If you need to take a risk and gamble, go T.Y. Hilton. That's how I see it. Mac Bizzo in the house wants to know, Julio Jones or Jimmy Graham, who do you favor? And I got to go Julio Jones there. We talked about Jimmy Graham playing banged up lately, not getting as many targets, and Julio Jones, one of the touchdown leaders in the league. So give me Julio Jones over Jimmy Graham. Cincinnati defense or Atlanta defense? I go Cincinnati here just because Atlanta's already clinched a spot. They go up big on Carolina, which I don't think will be the case, but if they do, they could rest a lot of guys. I don't know. I think Carolina might win this game. I think Carolina might score 34 points, win 34-31, but hey, what do I know? Go Bronx wants to know. Needs 3. Trent Richardson, DeMarco Murray, Vic Ballard, Reggie Wayne, Marcus Colston, Greg Jennings. Now, Trent Richardson and Reggie Wayne are no-brainers, must-starts. My flex here comes pretty easily. DeMarco Murray over Vic Ballard, who's, you know, Vic Ballard's going to get 10, 15 touches. Greg Jennings coming off the injury, you know, kind of iffy. Colston is appealing, but I'm going to go DeMarco Murray over Colston. I'd start Trent Richardson and Reggie Wayne myself, Reggie Wayne being a must-play. Keeping it in the chat room, the Joker, not Jamarcus Russell, wants to know, Aaron Hernandez, safe to start Monday night, all day, every day. I got Aaron Hernandez. I'm starting him. I'm not even thinking twice about it. No hesitation at all. Carmi1 in the house likes the over in a Chicago-Minnesota game. You know, I'm not so sure I'm with you on that. I think that Percy Harvin loss makes the Vikings going to run the ball even more. Tick, 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 tick the clock. You know, listen, they played 28-10 2 weeks ago, 28-10, the Bears won. That was 38 points. I think there will be lesser points, but I wouldn't touch that one. If you want a good over-under, I'd go with the pathetic Jets offense and the pathetic Jacksonville Jaguars. I think it's like 38. If you saw the Jets offense last week, they're not going to score a touchdown. So if you want an over and under, I'd go under with the Jets. My pick of the week, of course, when we're talking Vegas this week, is the Washington Redskins. I think they smash and destroy the Baltimore Ravens. I want to get through some of these chat room questions. Greg Olson and Jermichael Finley backing up Hernandez. I'd still go Aaron Hernandez. You want to talk about Riley Cooper being a sleeper play this week? Okay, no problem. I could see it. 4 or 5 catches, 60 yards. Nothing more, nothing less. Non-PPR, Bozo skeleton in the house. Bozo knows. Stevie Johnson, Mercedes Lewis, or Montrell Owens. Emmanuel Sanders also floating around, but Antonio Brown returning this week. Stevie Johnson might not even play. I would check up on Stevie Johnson. And I'd actually go Emmanuel Sanders here, to be honest. I'd go Emmanuel Sanders. I like him more. You know, I'd go Kevin Elliott. I know he's floating around on waivers. Kevin Elliott. Jarius Wright. You know, I'll give Jarius Wright a slight edge over Kevin Elliott, but I like both of them better than the options you got there going Bozo Skeleton. So, you know, Taz might call me a clown, but, you know, when he's got his head shaved next week with Kevin Elliott ripping up the Jets secondary, I can't wait. Can't wait, like Bart Scott would say. Can't wait. All right. Trying to get through all the questions I can, and, of course, hopefully, I've only got 4 minutes left to go. If I don't get to a question, email me or Twitter me at NFL Draft Bible, RSC at NFL Draft Bible, at the NFL Draft Bible Big Board if you want some of that good stuff. But I'll do my best to answer all your questions. Now, actually, we're down to the 3 minute warning. Of course, the fantasy tag show at 11 to answer as many questions as I can. If you really, really, really want to know my opinion, just email me or Twitter me. I promise you I will respond. Jim Struble in the house. If Amendola sits, do you give Givens or Lance Moore a shot? I go Lance Moore. I like Lance Moore's score. I like a lot of points in that game. So Lance Moore for me. Chris Givens is too hit or miss. You know, he's a rookie. Give me the veteran guy over the rookie. Brian Hartline, G Money, no way. I don't care if Hakeem Nicks is banged up, he's playing. Hakeem Nicks is playing. I'll shake my head if he doesn't. So, no Hakeem Nicks over Brian Hartline. Eli Manning or Matt Ryan? You know, I see we're breaking up a little bit. Well, I'll try my best to get the audio straightened out. We're down to the 2 minute warning. I go Eli Manning without a doubt. Falcons clinched the spot. It's a possibility they go big on Carolina. Matt Ryan sits part of the second half, so I go Eli Manning over Matt Ryan, no doubt about it. Matt Ryan, Big Ben, or Tony Romo? You know, listen, Big Ben's first game back. Tony Romo, I can't stand. Matt Ryan, wow. Give me Matt Ryan here. Don't love all these options, but I like Matt Ryan more than I like Big Ben or Tony Romo. Randall Cobb or Josh Gordon? Interesting one. And I'm going to give Randall Cobb slight edge over Josh Gordon. I mean, listen, I think the Cleveland Browns are going to win. I'm just not sure. You know, I'm not sure that I'm going to go Josh Gordon over Randall Cobb, who's been a stud at times. The boys in the house want to know non-PPR. Trent Richardson, Jamal Charles, Stephen Ridley, Arian Foster. Well, listen, you know, you got to play Arian Foster. That's a no-brainer. You know, listen, Payne Hillis is playing his old team, the Cleveland Browns, so I think he maybe eats into Jamal Charles a little bit today. Trent Richardson banged up. I'd go Stephen Ridley and Arian Foster and have fun watching that Monday Night Football shootout, scoring a lot of points. Oh, you need three. I'm sorry. Then my third one, you know, Ridley, Foster for sure. I'd actually go Jamal Charles over Trent Richardson, but you could flip a coin on that one. Thorolf in the house wants to know, flex, Michael Turner, Jacquizz Rodgers, Dwayne Bowe, Danny Amendola, or Ryan Grant. Jacquizz Rodgers, my sneaky play of the week. Give me some Jacquizz Rodgers this week. I like him. I like him a lot. I think he's going to have the biggest week, his biggest week of the season. Should you flex Jimmy Graham or Torrey Smith? Ooh. And you're playing Heath Miller? You know, honestly, I'd play Jimmy Graham and I'd play Torrey Smith and I'd put Heath Miller on the bench if you want to know personally. You know what? 11 o'clock. I did not get to all the questions. I'll do my best to try to answer them in the chat. Of course, you can email me for all that other good stuff. And unfortunately, we have to go. Had a great time with the Fantasy Taz today. And you know how we do. We'll be back again 3 weeks to go. Let's get
ready. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
A couple of tackles, and look at it!